You're listening to Morning Edition from Red River Radio. I'm Chuck Smith. On this Thursday, Dr. Cheryl White takes us back to August 4th, 1892, for the tale of Lizzie Borden.
A popular but gruesome children's poem relates the following rhyme that might be familiar to some. Lizzie Borden took an axe and gave her mother 40 whacks. And when she saw what she had done, she gave her father 41. So let's be clear. The horrific crime from 1892 Fall River, Massachusetts, that claimed the lives of Andrew Jackson Borden and his wife, Sarah Anthony Abby Borden, featured an axe murder. And while there is legend in the number of blows they suffered, the true legend might be involving their daughter, Lizzie. Lizzie was charged with the bloody murder, and her name has come down over the course of the past century as having been the culprit. But most people don't know the rest of the story, that Lizzie Borden was actually acquitted of the murder of her father and stepmother in a jury deliberation that lasted just over an hour. While not the record in the history of jurisprudence in the United States, it certainly ranks among the briefest of trial deliberations. Here's what we know. Andrew and Abby Borden were murdered on the morning of August 4, 1892, in their home in Fall River, Massachusetts. The Bordens were wealthy, but nevertheless lived a frugal lifestyle in a relatively modest home. Their murders shook the entire town, and immediately suspicion fell to their daughter, Lizzie. Apparently, her answers to initial questions from police were contradictory and confusing, even leading up to the formal medical inquest a few days later. Important background is that she had been prescribed morphine to calm her nerves, so this could have affected her answers. She was indicted for the murder of both of her parents shortly thereafter. During the brief trial, evidence was presented that linked Lizzie to an axe and a hatchet found in the basement. But in an era before forensic science, there was no other hard evidence that ever materialized. The murderer was never found, and speculation continues to this day. In the spectrum of the American imagination, Lizzie Borden was guilty, just as the popular children's jump rope poem says. Although she was found not guilty, she does remain the prime suspect in the public historical culture. One prominent idea continues to be that Lizzie was abused by one or both of her parents. Several other theories have been advanced, including an illegitimate son of Andrew Borden with a gambling debt, who was rumored to have tried to extort money from the family. The fact remains that this is still an unsolved case. The fact that Lizzie was so immediately linked to the crime certainly produced the historical legend surrounding her, and it is one that followed her the remainder of her life. Interestingly, there is a record of a shoplifting charge for her in 1897 in Rhode Island, and she was estranged from the remainder of her family. Perhaps she was a cold-blooded murderess, but in any case, forensics has demonstrated that it was far fewer than 40 whacks. So, if Lizzie Borden was not guilty of killing her parents, there are great historical questions that obviously emerge, beyond the immediate question of who was really responsible. This is a complex case of legend intersecting mystery, and often having little to do with actual historical fact.
Dr. Cheryl White is an associate professor in the Department of History and Social Sciences at LSUS, and she can be heard each Thursday morning at 7:45 on Red River Radio.